Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX. Hey, what's up? This is JT Habersat from the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour and the Altercation Comedy Festival. Your guest DJ tonight on KUTX Austin for my KUTX. This hour I'm taking over the building, playing anything I want to play, including some comedians that you might see this week at the Altercation Comedy Festival happening right here in Austin, Texas, September 26th through the 29th at Kick Butt Coffee on Airport Boulevard. Back for my third time here on my KUTX. Very excited. It started off with a band out of Denton, Texas, you should be very aware of. If you like bands along the lines of Devo and artists like Jay Retard, you will love the Mind Spiders. It's a brand new track from them called Never Like That. It's my KUTX.
Waiting for you to come home or come out with.
night. After seems to have a sound tonight, but we don't care about, so here's to now. Here's to now. Buildings built sturdy, rode up in every town. As the beans get aged and the bellies get sick, well, the people fall right out. His pride is really falling. I'm proud that I'm not proud. As the people get aged and the bellies get sick, well, their instincts all fall out. Here's to now. Here's to now. Here's to now. Here's to now. The busboy's younger brother, when he drinks he talks too much. He seemed to know the opinion, but at a quarter to three, well, I can see he's a little bit touched. Actually was thinking, said everything out loud, cause Epcot seats carry awesome that we don't care about. Here's to now. Here's to now. Here's to now. Here's to now.
Of what the future holds, and I.
That is the incomparable Mishka Shubali, my frequent tour mate. He will be coming in this week for the Altercation Comedy Festival happening at Kick Butt Coffee on Airport Boulevard. How's it going? JT Habersat here from the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour with you. Before that, Ugly Casanova featuring Modest Mouse frontman Isaac Brock, as well as members of Blackheart Procession. There was a track, a little soundtrack work they did, a track called Here's to Now. Modest Mouse currently out on the road. Hurry up, Isaac, write a new record. We're getting tired of waiting. I know I am. Mind Spiders kicking off My KUTX, the track called Never Like That, hailing out of Denton, Texas. Good news for Denton, Texas fans. Not only is that new record out on beautiful vinyl right now, but also just came to light that Rubber Gloves, the amazing rock venue that stood the test of time before closing about a year ago, is coming back to Denton, Texas. I'm so happy to hear that news. Up next, an artist who came to town when I was away on tour. I always seem to miss all the good stuff. Maybe I shouldn't tour so much. Nah, it's not happening. Tricky has a project by the name of Skilled Mechanics. This is a song called Diving Away. You're listening to My KUTX right here.
Summer. My friends are summer people, and that is an insane thing for me. I don't understand people that are excited when it's like 100 degrees outside. They all want to go do outdoor activities. They like to go camping. I am not a camping person. This is not a camping body. If you see me laying in the woods, something has gone wrong. I am not there by choice. The only person that's going to catch me in the woods is the jogger at the beginning of a Law and Order episode. Right? I start the story. I saw flannel and I called you immediately. Camping is insane to me. Camping is weird. Camping, it's an activity. We call it an activity, but the whole activity is doing nothing at all. That's all camping is. Camping is you just get a rough approximation of a house. And then you take that out into the woods, and then you spend hours setting that up. Get real into it. This will be the living room, right? You get really into it, and then you just sit down on a cooler and go, look at that, we're camping. Wow, this is great. How long is this? 4 days, okay. All right, time to get blackout drunk so I can sleep on a root tonight. That's the clue that camping is not a fun thing to do if you have to get drunk to do it. Like, nobody's ever doing something really fun and goes, you know, this is great and all, but I wish I didn't have the cognitive ability to remember it. That's insane. I don't want to do that. My friends try and convince me. They're like, oh, you got to go. You got to go. You got to get back to nature. You got to rough it. You got to unplug. No. If I want to unplug, I'll just skip paying my bills for a month. How's that? Sit in the dark house going, look at that. We're camping. I think sleep is the thing. I don't want to be out in the woods and have to sleep out there. I will go out in the woods and I'll look and then I'm going home. I'll sleep on a mattress that I paid money for. I don't want to sleep in the woods. And my friends still try and convince me to go out. They're like, you can get an air mattress. They're fine. They're really good ones, you know? No. I can have an air mattress for like 45 minutes. And then after that, it's just a heavy sheet. That's all it is. Oh, I went to sleep and there were hopes and dreams in here. And somewhere along the night, all the dreams got out.
Music from the Subsonics, the Garage Legends, new album out right now on Slovenly Recordings. They just played a festival out in California about 3 weeks ago alongside the Mummies and Mudhoney, and it was all hosted by John Waters. God, I'm sad I missed that one. I heard it was really great. Ray Harrington before that with a hilarious bit out on his latest record on Stand Up Records. Ray Harrington joining 60 other comics from across this great nation. He's coming in all the way from Providence, Rhode Island this week for the Altercation Comedy Festival happening right here in Austin, Texas, joining alongside artists such as Brian Posehn and Dante Powell coming in from Idaho. Yeah, you heard me right. Christine Levine from Portlandia. It's going to be great. AltercationComedyFestival.com for tickets and schedule information that is happening this week right here in Austin, Texas. Skilled Mechanics, the top of the set, Diving Away, featuring Tricky, who came to town when I was away on tour. I'm sad I missed it. That song sampling Porno for Pyros. Perry Farrell just announcing that Porno for Pyros is doing a reunion in Las Vegas as a part of some weird art installation that only Perry Farrell could dream up. Excited for that, though. How's it going? JT Habersat here with you from the Altercation Comedy Tour. This is my KUTX. KUTX is... let me take over the building. I've locked all the doors. I'm playing whatever I want to play for this entire hour. And I'm super excited to play this next artist. Been one of my favorites for a long time. One of the nicest frontmen, not to mention a genius songwriter, Ben Nichols. And now Lucera is getting ready to head out on the road for the fall. They have a new record coming out very soon. This is a single from it. It's called Long Way Back Home. You are listening to my KUTX.
We weren't even supposed to be there. It was just another run. Took a detour across the river. Make it back home before dawn. And my hands turned to shaking. And I see headlights down the road. Mid-July in Arkansas. The shore ain't cause I'm cold. In my hand I hold a pistol. saw it coming, heard the shots hit the ground. That's when the screaming started, and I started up.
The other thing that has been making me feel good lately, even though I rail against corporate culture, once in a while I like when I get a nice product and I got a new Honda Element vehicle, and I love it because it's kind of big, you know, and I like that because there's room to weep. There is so much room to weep in this car. There's a lot of space for bad. I can regret my past life decisions in this car with satellite radio. Just kick it back. You know, I really feel like products should be just more honest in their advertising. I would respect corporations more. Like if an oil company was just honest in their ads, you know what I mean? Like this would be a great ad, I think, for an oil company, you know? Guy, you know, CEO of an oil company is out in a suit, and next to him is a dolphin tied up with high tensile steel cable, still alive, and there's oil all over it. And he's got a gun to the dolphin's head. And he's like, all right, I hear a lot of you are talking about switching to solar and wind. All right? And also, some of you, not a lot of you because you're too involved in grilled cheese, but some of you are demonstrating against fracking just because it's destroying your water supply. Now, let me tell you something. You keep that behavior up. You keep switching to solar or wind or demonstrating against fracking, and we kill a dolphin every 5 minutes. Boom! That's one. That was pregnant as well.
Your heads all look the same. In your cab, it's all a name. Different lane bars. This ain't stupid gangs. My head spins, I'm in need of a change. Standing, standing, is the new going out. Standing, standing, is the new going out. I'm in, never going out. Standing, standing, is the new going out.
following rules. A shot in, yeah, maybe it's true, but when I'm alone, at least everyone's cool.
That is Spells blasting out of Denver, Colorado, fronted by the equally hilarious and charismatic Ben Roy. You might know him from Those Who Can't on True TV. That third season is getting ready to hit of Those Who Can't. You may have seen him on Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening. Or you may have seen him out on tour earlier in the year with me and Off With Their Heads. It was a great time. Ben Roy coming in this week for the Altercation Comedy Festival. You can catch him this Friday night along with 60 more comics over 4 epic nights. Oh my God, he's so great. And you can find out more details at altercationcomedyfestival.com. Eddie Pepitone before that, the genius Eddie Pepitone coming in as well. Eddie will be on Thursday night, an exclusive Texas appearance from Eddie Pepitone. Amazing. And Lucero, the top of the set with Long Way Back Home from their brand new record. How are you? JT Habersett here from the Altercation Comedy Tour. Hope you're doing well. This is my KUTX. If you're wondering any of the songs that I've been playing, what did he just play? You can see the whole playlist. Just go to the full episode at KUTX.org or just look around for my KUTX. It is bound to pop up. Up next, a band that sadly I think is kind of on a bit of a hiatus for a while. Their albums are criminally underrated, put out by Sympathy for the Record Industry, which was the early label that put out a lot of stuff by the White Stripes and the Bloody Hollies. This is a band from the East Coast called Mr. Airplane Man and a track called Come On DJ. You are listening to my KUTX.
DJ, you're my soul. got an old soul. I've been told that my whole life. I love old music a lot. I love old things. I'm just an old man. I've turned 29. I said that I was old at a show, and everyone in the audience, "Oh, no, Avery, you're not old. You can't see the inside of me." So I am, though. I'm like a 60-year-old man inside of a 29-year-old girl's body, you know? Who's like, "Let me out, I miss my wife!" Shut up, Gerald! If you want out, you gotta ask nice. I love old music, though. You guys like old music? Not like Chubby Checker or anything like that. Like I like 1970s rock and roll. That's my thing. My favorite band is Steely Dan. Love the Doobie Brothers. Took myself to see Michael McDonald by myself on my 23rd birthday. At the Paramount, just a wash in a sea of 65-year-old posers. Everybody knows how to sing along to What a Fool Believes, but do you know the key changes to Babylon Sisters? I don't think you do, Karen. Drink your wine and sit down. I'm slamming whiskey cokes, and guess what? They're free, because the bar feels bad for me. They check my ID, and I had no idea that I'd intentionally done this. I was not ghosted. No, this was a plan. I'm here to rock.
I hear it in your silence when you don't speak. What was funny then isn't funny anymore. Silence when you don't speak. There is a
Casablancas of the Strokes, a track called Four Chords of the Apocalypse from his first solo effort. That is a really good record. He's currently out on tour with The Voids with a Z. I tried to get in The Voids, couldn't really do it. I like left to center weird, man, but how about some song structure, Julian? It's a little off-putting, man. Anyway, that song rules. Avery Moore before that, the hilarious Avery Moore. My frequent tour buddy, she went up to Montreal, Canada, and killed it at Just for Laughs this year. And you can see her alongside 60 other comics from across this great nation, including Eddie Pepitone, Mishka Shubali, Ray Harrington coming in from the East Coast, Christine Levine from the show Portlandia, many, many more this Wednesday through Saturday, all happening at Kick Butt Coffee in Austin, Texas, on Airport Boulevard for the 2018 Altercation Comedy Festival. I hope to see you there. It happens nightly, starting at 6:30 p.m. every night, Wednesday through Saturday. You can get all the details and tickets at altercationcomedyfestival.com right now. Don't wait. Top of the set, music from Mr. Airplane Man, a track called Come On DJ from their album going back a few years ago, put out by Sympathy for the Record Industry. What's happening? The doors are locked. They're trying to eagerly get in. They can't. JT Habersat here with you from the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour. You're listening to my KUTX. I get to pick all the music you hear in this hour. If you missed any of the earlier tracks, you can check out the playlist at KUTX.org. Up next, I always try and keep it fair when I am privileged enough to come in here and take over the airwaves, but I do run a record label called Altercation Records, and one of the artists that has a new record out is Kyle Tricola and the Strangers, hailing from Connecticut. Is a track from their new album, The Moon USA. It's called Alive in Tucson, right here on my KUTX. We'll be right back.
suffered a head injury this year. Yeah, don't laugh at that. I got kicked in the face. Hold on. By my son while we were wrestling on the bed. He's 6, by the way, not 20. That story would be super weird. He's an older kid home from university. I'm like, take your shirt off. Mom's at work. Show me what they're teaching you out there. That is not what happened. Don't get weird. True story is, we were both wearing Spider-Man masks. I'm a pretty good dad sometimes. But I gotta tell you, I'm an old dad. I'm almost 50, so I'm kinda tired all the time. And I have like 5-10 minutes of good solid wrestling in me, and then I start to get really sleepy. Maybe I got high before I picked my kid up at school. Maybe it's not your business. Maybe you should worry about your own. We're both wearing Spider-Man masks. I'm getting sleepy. He's 6, so he's bored. He kicks me in the grill right here. That's this part. I don't see it coming, and what happened was I reacted to it. I was like, oh my God, my sweet, sweet son is kicking me in the face. And I got whiplash. True story. I wish I had died. Not because it was that painful, but because it would have really f***ed my kid. Because if you kick your dad to death while you're both wearing Spider-Man masks, that's gonna f*** a couple of things for you in life.
Legends. These guys are animals. The Dwarves. A new track called Take Back the Night from the album of the same title. You may have seen my buddy Blag, the frontman, doing a solo set at the Altercation Punk Rock Barbecue this past March right here in Austin. Great, amazing show that was. Brian Posehn before that. The hilarious Brian Posehn, one of the original comedians of comedy, as seen on Mr. Show. You can catch him this week doing an exclusive set Wednesday night as a part of the four-night Altercation Comedy Festival right here in Austin, Texas, all happening at Kick Butt Coffee. Yes, you heard me right. This Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 60 comics, including Brian Posehn, including Eddie Pepitone, including Mishka Shubali. And yeah, you can get tickets and info at altercationcomedyfestival.com. I hope to see you there. Top of the set, Kyle Tricola and the Strangers off their brand new record out on Altercation Records. A ripping yarn of road touring and trying to survive. It's called Alive in Tucson, the name of that track. This is JT Habersat from the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour and the Altercation Comedy Festival, wrapping up my hour as guest DJ here on KUTX. Thanks so much for listening to me. Thanks to KUTX for having me back. And I hope to see you this week again at the Altercation Comedy Festival. 60 comics from around the globe coming in for 4 epic nights. You can get all the details at altercationcomedyfestival.com. And you can also find additional tickets at brownpapertickets.com. I'm going to take it out with a band that's getting ready to go out on tour with Nine Inch Nails, which is a bit of a flip high five since they took Nine Inch Nails out as their opening act many, many years ago. Fantastic new record out right now and by the Jesus and Mary Chain. The name of this track is Always Sad, and we're going to finalize it with a track from my buddy Mike Stanley, whose new record you can find. It's called Shiner. It's out on Stand Up Records. And you'll see Mike this Saturday night as well, all appearing as part of the Altercation Comedy Festival. But I will leave you with the Jesus and Mary Chain. This is JT Habersat saying thanks so much for listening to my KUTX. I'll see you next time.
I get bummed out. I get bummed out when I see roadkill. That's how much I love animals, you guys. Yeah, when I see a dead animal on the side of the road, that's very traumatic for me. Like, if you just drive along and see, like, a dead raccoon on the side of the road, so sad. Why is it every time you see a dead raccoon, they're always like this, just boom, They're always, like, sitting up with their legs forward, their arms are out, right? Like, you were supposed to be there to hold it during its last breath, just like, oh, go towards the light, little bandit. That's sad. I was driving recently. I'm driving along, right? I'm just minding my own business, driving along. I look over on the side of the road. I see this dead raccoon. Bam, there it was, sitting up, arms out, legs forward. It's looking me right in the eye as I'm driving towards it. I'm like, well, this is horrible. I drive another 100 feet. What do I see on the other side of the road? Another dead raccoon. I was like, this ends today. I picked up that raccoon. I drove it back to the first raccoon. and I put them together. Because no one should spend eternity alone, you guys. All right, listen to me right now, everyone in this room. If you were driving along and you glanced over and you happened to see two raccoons locked in an embrace, you'd work on your marriage. You know what I mean? Like, you'd get that counseling you guys need.